The 12th parak deals primarily with the dividing up of the various parts of the korbanos between the kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash on a day. They are part of the Beis Av. So Mishnah Aleph is going to talk about dividing up of the meat and also the hides of the korbanos between the kohanim. Tful Yom, if we have a kohen that indeed was Tameh and he has gone to mikvah, but it's not nighttime yet, and in order to be fully tahor, he has to wait until nighttime. Umechusar Kippurim, if we have a kohen that instead of having to just wait until night, he had a more severe type of tumah. For example, a zav and a zava, you have to wait night only until nighttime, but you have to wait until you bring the korbanos the next day. So if you have a tful yom or a mechusar kippurim, einan cholkim bekodshim lechol la'erev, they are not permitted to receive meat from the korbanos on that day, even though they would only eat it at night when they are tahorim. Then the concept here is that they are not permitted to receive meat from korbanos that they were not allowed to do the hakravan, that they were not permitted to do the avoda in bringing those korbanos because of their tumah. Onen, nogea, if we have somebody who's an onen, a kohen, for a close relative, it's not that if he touches the korban, he's going to make it tameh. He's allowed to touch the kohen. However, veino makriv is not allowed to be involved in the bringing of that korban, and accordingly, if he also doesn't receive meat, even though he's not going to be an onen at night, he would be permitted to eat the meat otherwise, but because he's an onen, because he can't do the hakrava now, he's not permitted to receive the meat for that night, even though he won't be an onen anymore. Now we're going to actually have an exception to a rule that a kohen that cannot be involved in the hakrava cannot receive the meat either to eat it even at night. If we have baalei mumim, if we have a kohen who has a defect, bein baalei mumim kvuim, whether that is a permanent blemish, bein baalei mumim ovrim, or it's not a permanent blemish, it's going to be healed. It doesn't matter. Cholkim ve'ochlim, in any case, permanent or not, they are permitted to receive the meat from the korbanos, v'aval lo makrivim, but they're not permitted to be involved in the hakrava. So our general rule, with the exception of the baalei mumim, those kohanim that have these blemishes, v'chol sheino ro'ei lavoda, eino cholek b'basar. If a kohen is not permitted to be involved in doing the avoda, he's also not permitted to receive the meat from those korbanos that were brought on a given day. V'chol sheino lo b'basar, and a kohen who's not permitted to receive of the meat, because he can't be involved in the hakrava, ein lo b'oros, he also cannot receive hides from those korbanos. Afilu tamei b'shas rikas tamei, and a kohen, even if he is tamei at the time of the zrika of a given korban, but v'taro b'shas ekter chalavim, and he is later on, even at night, they're doing the haktara, the burning of the sacrificial parts on the mizbeach, so he's tahor then, it doesn't matter, ein lo cholek b'basar, he is not permitted to eat of the meat. The pasuk tells us, and this is explained further in the Gemara, that he has to be taro between and including when the zrika is done and all the way up until when the haktara is done. And if he's not tahor for that entire time, he cannot receive the meat. Shenamar, as we learn in the pasuk, hamakrives dam shlamim, anyone who does the zrika on the dam of the shlamim, v'et hachelev, or the hekter chalavim, that's the burning of the sacrificial parts, nibnei aron, a kohen, lo sihiya shokayamin liyamad, that is the kohen who's going to be able to receive the parts, the meat. However, if he's not tahor for that entire time, not permitted to receive anything. Mishnah Beis deals with the skins of the Korban Ola. And just to hark back to how we started the Masechta, there are two major psulim that are going to be relevant here. We talked about the psul of Shaloli Shma. If somebody brings a Korban, but thinking it's a different type of Korban, that is going to be a kosher Korban, but it's not going to give credit to the person who is bringing it. He's going to have to bring another one. On the other hand, a more fundamental fatal flaw is a Chutz Lizman or Chutz Limkomo. For example, if a Kohen or the person doing the shechita of the animal has in mind the chutz lizman or chutz limikomo psul, then it's not going to be a kosher korban at all. That's going to have an impact on the kohen receiving the ore, receiving the skin, the hide that is taken off of the korban when he's on duty. So the Mishnah says as follows, kol shlo zach ha-mizbeach b'psorah, any korban that is not going to be put on the mizbeach because it had a psul before the zrika, so because the psul was before the zrika, for example, a chutz lizman, a chutz limikomo, you're not going to put that korban up onto the mizbeach. It's totally invalid. Lo zach ha-kohanim b'orah, if that's the case, the kohanim are not going to be able to receive the hide, shenemar, olas ish, the drush is literally the ola of an ish, but it says, ola sha'a also leish. It's talking about an ola that will give credit to the person bringing it, but if it's a totally invalid korban, then that is not the korban that a kohen will receive the or from, the hide from. However, on the other hand, ola shenishchata shalolishma, if we have the second type of psul, it's less fatal. If you have a korban ola that's about shalolishma, thinking it's a different korban, as we said, aval bishalos asal abalim, even though it's not going to count for the balim, but it's going to be a kosher korban, in that situation, ora lekohanim, the kohanim are going to receive the or. Echad ola sa'ish, ve'echad ola sa'isha, or same kohanim, the Mishnah comes to clarify, even though the drasha is olas ish, the drasha that we had earlier in the Mishnah, you may come to think that this all only applies if the ola is brought by an ish. That's not the case. Whether the ola is brought by a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. As long as it fits into the criteria, then the hide is going to be received by the kohanim. Mishnah Gimel, we're expanding the discussion of skins, the hides, not from a korban ola, but from other korbanos. So the Mishnah tells us as follows, Oros kodshim kalim labalim. If we have the hide from a korban that's kodshe kalim, like a shlamim, that is given to the person who's bringing that korban. Oros kodshe kodashim lakohanim. However, the or the hide that's from a kodshe kodashim, for example, a chatas and an asham, that is going to give to the kohanim. Now, where do we learn that from? We had a pasuk that taught us that the hide of the ola goes to the kohanim. That was in the prior Mishnah. Now we're going to learn a kal v'chomer from that. Ma im ola shelo zachu bebisara, just like an ola, that the kohanim do not have any right to get the meat from the ola because the entire korban ola is burnt on the mizbeach. Zachu beora, they get the or, they get the hide from the korban ola. So when it comes to the korban ola, they don't have meat, but they do have the hide. Kodshei kadashim shezachu bebisara, when it comes to kodshei kadashim, like the chatas and the asham, where they do receive the meat, kal v'chomer, ein odin, isn't it certainly the case, sheyizku be'ora, that they are going to get the hide as well. And if you want to tell me that we have an example of the mizbeach, example of something which would be the mizbeach gets the meat, but not the hide. So do you want to say that the Kohen also, maybe the Kohen will just get the meat of the korban ola, but not the hide? And so that should be our precedent, that they don't have to go together, so the kal v'chomer doesn't work. So the Mishnah says, indeed, it is a good kal v'chomer. Ein mizbeach yochir. You can't bring up proof from the mizbeach, from the fact that the mizbeach only gets the meat and not the hide. She'ein lo or mikol makom, because the mizbeach never gets the hide. Ma she'ein kein, that's distinguished from the Kohen, that indeed he does get the hide from the korban ola and doesn't get the meat. Kal v'chomer, he should get the hide in all the other kodshei kodashim, like chatas and the asham. Mishnah Dalet talks about this skin getting the hide of a korban that is pasul. What's the situation with that? So the Mishnah says as follows, kol hakadashim she'era behem psul kodem lehev sheitan. If the psul happened, the invalidation of that korban happened before the hide was removed, so before the skinning of the hide off of that animal, so in other words, the psul happened when it was still attached, ein or asem lekohanim, the or, the hide does not go to the kohen, that hide has to be burnt together with the rest of the carcass of the korban. However, on the other hand, achar hev sheitan, if the psul happened to the carcass of the korban after the hide was removed already, so it's only the korban that has the psul, for example, it became tame, but not the hide itself, or asem lekohanim, the kohanim are going to indeed receive that hide. Rabbi Chanina ben Haskana Kohanim is going to say a little bit different. He's going to tell us that, in fact, I'm more makel on this. He's going to say that even indeed, if the hide was still attached to the animal and the psul happened, but you only found out later after you've taken the hide off that it's psul, indeed, he is of the view that that hide would go to the kohanim. So let's read that inside. Amar Rabbi Chanina Haskana Kohanim Yamai, lo ra'isi or yotze lebeis hashreifa. I never saw a hide that had been detached from a korban that was pasul be burnt in the base of strafe. In other words, the kohanim always got it, regardless of when the skin was attached or not. As long as you found out that the psul happened after the skin was removed, even though the psul happened when it was attached, the kohanim would keep that hide. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, from that statement by Rabbi Chanina Haskana Kohanim, we're going to learn another thing when it comes to a bechor. Midvarav lamanu shamafshit et habechor. V'nimtza treifa. We learn the same thing, that if somebody takes the hide off of a bechor. Now, a quick halacha when it comes to a bechor. Bechor is given to Kohanim. It is brought as a korban on the mizbeach. If you find out that the bechor is a treifa, then both the meat and the hide is our asr bahana. So here we are having Rabbi Akiva teach us that a bechor, that typically when you find out it's a treifa, it's asr bahana. But what happens in our situation is if you took off the skin and you learn only afterward that it's a treifa, we learn from Rabbi Chanina Skano Kohanim that indeed sheyeso kohanim ba'oro, that the kohanim are going to be able to benefit from that hide because you only found out later it was a treifa, not earlier. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim disagree. V'chachamim omrim, ein lo ra'inu raya. The fact that Chanina Skano Kohanim never saw such a thing, that's not a proof. Ela yotze lebeis ha-shreifa, indeed, it has to be burnt. All we care about is what happened. Was the psul, was it existing when the hide was attached or not? If the hide was attached when there was a psul, even though you only found out later that about the treifa, it still doesn't matter. As long as that psul happened when the hide was attached, it has to be burnt. It doesn't go to the kohanim. Mishnehe, pari manisrafi, musim manisrafi. We're harking back to the beginning of Ezu Makoma on the fifth parak, talking about the special bowls that were totally burned and the higos that were totally burned. These are the korbanos that the zrika was done on the Mizbeach HaPtimi, and then the carcasses were taken outside of Yerushalayim and burned. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mizmanjem Nisrafim Kemitzvasan, at the time that indeed they are burned properly, there was no psul that happened to these korbanos, so they are burned. Nisrafim Bebeis Hadesh, and where are they burned? They are burned outside of Yerushalayim. And there's a pasuk that tells us, Umetamim Begadim, that the kohanim involved in the burning of these korbanos, their begadim become tame. Vim einam nisrafim. However, if there is a psul that happens to them, and therefore they are going to be burned like other korbanos that became pasul, nisrafim bebeis habira ve'ena metame begadim. They are not going to be burned outside of Yerushalayim in the special beis hadeshen, but rather they're going to be burnt in the beis habira. There were two places, either inside the azara or on Har HaBayis. It depends where the psul happened. If the psul happened inside the azara, indeed it will be burnt on the beis habira in the azara. If the psul happened outside of the azara but on Har HaBayis, it'll be burned on the second beis habira on Har HaBayis, and in those situations, ve'ena mitami begadim, they will not be mitami the clothing of the kohen involved in the burning. Mishnevav hayu sovlin osam lebemotos. As long as we're talking about the parim esravin israel utsrim and esravin that were taken outside of Yerushalayim to the base of Deshen to be burned, how would they carry them? So they would put them onto sticks, and there were people that carried them. So a minimum, they had actually two poles. Two sticks, two poles for each of the carcasses of the korbanos, and they had a minimum of four people carrying them, a minimum of two people on each of those poles. Hayusovlin tamamosos, yatsu arishonim chutz lechomos azara. So the Tanna Kamma tells us that when the first two carrying the carcass, so the two people at the front of the two poles, they went, as soon as they left the choma of the azara, they left the azara, v'achronim lo yatsu, but the people in back of the poles, the two in back carrying it, they didn't leave yet. Harishonim etamim begadim, v'achronim einam etamim begadim ashi yetzehu. The first people, as soon as you left the azara, their clothing became tame. So even though they're not actively burning yet, the test, according to the Tanna Kamma, when does this tumah on the begadim happen? It's as soon as you leave the azara. So the first two left, the second two are still inside the azara, only the first two's clothing is tameh. The second two, they're not tameh until they themselves leave. Yatsu elu ve'elu. However, if all both sets left, front people, back people, elu ve'elu metami begadim, they are both metami begadim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon omer, elu ve'elu eina metami begadim, ad sheyitzat ha'or beruban. In fact, none of them are going to be tameh until they are actually at the base of Deshen, they're out of Yerushalayim, burning that korban, and the majority of the carcass is on fire. At that point, the people involved in the sreif and the burning of the korban, that is when their begadim become tameh. However, nitach, on the other hand, when does it end? Nitach habasar, and when that carcass is totally charred, anasorf mitame begadim. If somebody comes and starts from that point being involved in the burning, it's already a charred carcass. At that point, there's not going to be any more tuma for a kohen involved in the shreifa of his clothing. On the other hand, the Tanna Kamma disagrees on that also. So we have a broad machloka. The Tanna Kamma says the tuma begins when they leave the azara, and the Gemara tells us the Tanna Kamma says the tuma of the people involved in the shreifa ends when the korban is ash. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon has a much more limited time period. It's only gonna, the people involved in the burning, the tumah is only gonna start when the carcass, the majority of the carcass of the korban is on fire, and it will end when the entire carcass is charred. You don't have to wait all the way until it is ash.